In this podcast, I share the story of how I actually met Alex and Layla Hormozi and my journey of being a gym owner, then actually working for Alex, doing sales for Alex, and kind of our evolution of our relationship throughout the last 5.5 years. This was actually pulled from a live Zoom that I did with a bunch of real estate investors and business owners. And so if you like what you're hearing, this is just part one. And if you like this episode, then stay tuned for part two. And part two, we dive in a little deeper into some of the things that I learned out by hanging out with Alex and Layla for 2 days down in Vegas. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis.
Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to a little Q&A action. If you guys are looking for some Q&A, you guys are in the right room. And we're gonna talk about some fun stuff today. So if you guys do have questions, go ahead and raise your hand. If you guys don't know how to raise your hand, go down to the little reactions down the bottom of your Zoom screen, raise your hand. That's how we'll be asking and answering questions today. Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much for hopping on here on short notice. We just got back from Vegas last week. We left on Monday and we got back on Saturday, and it was amazing. It was really cool. And so I'll kind of talk a little bit about what were some of the things that we experienced, some of the things we learned, some of the nuggets that we got from some people that we were hanging out with. And then honestly, like I said, the goal is if you guys have questions about anything, business, real estate, whatever it is, money, wealth, who knows, whatever you got questions on, it's a great opportunity to ask them. And yeah, just appreciate you guys for being on here, and we're going to give some value. That's kind of how this whole thing got started, was just being around really high level people last week. Like the biggest thing that is, makes them all the same, but at the same, all different, is that they just give tons of value. They all give value, but they give value in different ways. And I think a lot of times it's just sharing experiences, sharing information, sharing, just sharing whatever it may be. So that's kind of what this whole Zoom is about. And so if you guys probably saw, if you guys followed me on Instagram or on Facebook, or you guys have came to one of these other Zooms before, I basically started telling the story of how we got to Vegas on Monday. And so our cleaning conference that we went to didn't start till Thursday. I had booked a 2-day racing Corvette driving school on Wednesday and Thursday. And we weren't supposed to get to Vegas until Tuesday. But Katie texted Layla Hormozi and she was like, hey, like, we're coming to town on Tuesday. Just curious if you want to do dinner. She's like, dude, we're speaking at Ryan Pineda's Future Flipper event. And we're like, dang. I was like, Katie, ask her if we bump our flight up, if they're available on Monday. And so she reached out to her, or reached back out to her. And she's like, yeah. And so they ended up scheduling dinner. This was probably 2 months ago. And so we basically moved our flights up that way we could have dinner with Alex and Layla. And so a little background, some of you guys, I see a couple of gym lords in here, which is pretty cool. But I think majority of people in here are from Sub 2, or maybe even from Chris Crow's mentorship. So I was one of the first 5 gyms that signed up with Alex doing his gym launch program. And because I was one of the first few gyms, like, Alex was really heavily involved in the gym launch program. And so I basically got one-on-one coaching with Alex for my first probably 2 months of being inside the gym launch program, just because there was only a handful of people. And so I was very fortunate that actually I just listened to everything that Alex said, and I was able to turn my gym around. I was, at the time, that was like 2017. I had started my gym in 2013. And I had done, I was probably averaging about $5,000 a month in revenue, which, you guys do math on that, that's about $60,000 a year. And so it was literally just enough to pay my expenses. And I was single at the time. I paid my rent and paid my food. And that was literally all I did. And so when I met Alex, he basically helped me with the marketing sales systems in my business. And literally the first month I worked with him, I did $50,000 in revenue that very first month. And it just goes to show you, and I just literally just made a podcast, I just dropped it today, about the different skill sets when it comes to being an entrepreneur. So you have your fulfillment, which is what most people think about, which is the product in which you sell. So a lot of us here are in real estate. So if you sell real estate, you're thinking about, well, are you a wholesaler? Are you doing arbitrage? Are you doing fix flipping? You're thinking about it from a standpoint of only the product itself, but what does it take in order for you to actually deliver that product, deliver that service? It's marketing, right? So you got to be able to like have somebody raise their hand, a prospect, and say, hey, I'm actually interested. And then once you get them to raise their hand and say, I'm interested, what do you have to do? Right? You got to sell them, right? You got to sell them. And so marketing and sales is the thing that you can literally take a business that is doing mediocre and you can put fuel on it by giving it marketing and sales ammunition. And so that is what I learned in Gym Launch. And the cool thing that Alex did and what a lot of people don't do is he actually taught us how to fish rather than fishing for us. And so not only did we learn how to market and sell for our gym particularly, like once, like if I decided, oh, I want to be done with Gym Launch, like I still had the skill sets to be able to replicate that pattern over and over again. And ironically enough, because some of you guys know my story, like I'm no longer in the fitness industry. I was able to use that same skill set. I was able to apply it to a cleaning business. I was able to apply it to real estate. And so whatever business I ever do, I'm able to take that skill set that I learned in 2017 and apply it for every other business I do going forward. So that's really the value of understanding marketing and sales. And then of course, your product, your service, your fulfillment needs to be outstanding. It needs to be amazing. But I made the mistake when I got into business of just thinking that if I had an amazing product, amazing service, that people would just come to me and people would just give me money because my service is so good, right? I was the best. And the reality is if nobody knows who you are, if nobody knows that you have this product, you have this service, then how are you going to be able to give yourself an opportunity to be able to have a conversation to say, to dictate the value that you're providing to them, right? And so that's what I learned back in 2017 is learning how to market and to sell. And so that's where my business went from $5,000 a month all the way, you know, the very first month we did $50,000. And then after that, we ran another promotion of the program that we did another $50,000. And then we were able to probably hold steady at like reoccurring income. So the cool thing about the fitness model is that it's a reoccurring model. So we have clients who sign up for like a front-end program, and then we converted them into a what we call EFTs, which was they committed to like a year or 6 months agreement, and they paid us every single month, right, to just continue to use our services. And so at that moment, or after that time, we were able to eventually build our business up to about $40,000 a month of reoccurring revenue, which means that if we didn't sell anybody new into our gym, like we still had that money coming every single month. So that was how I met Alex and Layla. And I was just in the right place at the right time. And I think sometimes you just don't know the connections that you make and the people that you're going to connect with. And so that's why it's important to just make a lot of connections and always try to be in as many rooms as you possibly can, because it's the connections that you make maybe 5 years ago, maybe it's today, that are going to benefit you in 5 years from today. And so I was able to, again, do really well in the Gym Launch program and form a good relationship with Alex. And I was actually the first gym owner he actually brought on to actually help him with his business. And so Alex did what's called a daily call every single day, right? And so the daily call was 12 to 1 Mountain Standard Time. And it was an opportunity for all the gym owners to get on. And it started out just by giving numbers, right? And so the numbers that he always asked for is like, how many people were on the schedule, how many people actually showed, and how many people closed, right? Those are the numbers. And so based on those numbers, he could basically identify where your problem was. And so that's how it started from there. It kind of turned into a Q&A, very similar to like what this is, people just asking random ass questions, like on meal plan questions to business questions to how do I hire people questions, like all, like anything you can possibly imagine, right? And so Alex did that Monday through Friday, 12 to 1. And so eventually, as the business started to grow, his business started to grow, he was like, I got to get out of this. I need to have somebody else do this so he could spend his time doing on higher productive things. And so I was actually the first gym owner that he brought on, and I took over the daily calls from Alex. And so he actually flew me out to at that time they were living in California, Southern California. I spent probably 3 or 4 days with him and Layla. This was, again, this was the end of 2017. So it was like, it was right before Thanksgiving. Remember, it was right before Thanksgiving. Hung out with them, and he basically just walked me through his decision-making process on the daily calls of how he did things. And so I took over the daily calls for him. I did that for, I think, a year and a half or 2 years, somewhere in that frame. And can you guys guess how much money I got paid for that? Anyone guess? Put in the chat. How much money did I get paid to take over to do the daily calls? Yeah. I see some of you guys saying it up here, but put in the chat. Let's get this chat kind of rocking and rolling. And again, if you guys do have questions, I don't see any hands raised. So if you guys don't know how to raise hands, figure it out. or if you just feel comfortable asking your questions in the chat, we'll get there. Yeah, you guys are right. I got paid $0, right? I did it for 2 years. I got paid $0. Biggest reason why is like, I didn't care about the money. And you guys could probably know where this is going. Like, I just wanted to provide that value, that relationship. And honestly, I learned a lot. Like, just by doing the Zoom with you guys, I'm learning a lot by answering questions, by thinking differently, by learning how to talk, how to communicate. And by doing that same thing with gym owners, I learned how to solve their problems from a third party perspective. Do you guys think that hurt me or helped me when it came to my own fitness business? Again, let's see it in the chat here. Yeah, right? It totally helped me. And a lot of times we know what the answer is to our own business, but our emotions get in the way, right? We get in the way. And so it's really easy from a third party perspective to say, hey, Michael, like, just do this. Rob, bro, like, it's so simple. I can see exactly what you need to do, right? And Alex actually has a really good quote, and this is something that I put on my phone. It's called, take your own advice, right? Take your own advice. And sometimes that sounds really simple, but if you're able to like take a step back and like, what would Logan do in the situation, right? Or if that doesn't work for you, like, what would somebody you respect do, right? What would Warren Buffett do in the situation? What would Alex do in the situation? What would somebody who you respect would do in the situation? You like, you actually listen, you trust your intuition, like, they'll tell you what to do. Right. And so that's really the value of coaching other people, is that it inherently gives you that. It gives you that opportunity to tell somebody else what to do. And if you actually take that, if you take your own advice, you realize that it can help your own business as well. And so, yeah, so it helped me out. I did it for 2 years. Now, once, like, that was the first step in me working for Alex, I also did sales for Alex as well. And so, do you guys think that I got paid to do sales? What do you guys think? Yes, no, maybe so. What do you guys think? And again, in the chat, let me know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I got paid? Yeah. Commission? Probably. Yes. Affiliate commission. Yeah, I did get paid, right? I got paid. I was straight commission. Straight commission. And one of the values of working for Alex in the sales side of things was that I literally learned how to sell a $100,000 product. And that was something that it just changes the way you think when you're able to sell things for really, really expensive things. And so at that time, at my gym, we started out by selling a 6-week challenge for $500, which at the time when I first started, it was like, wow, that's a lot of freaking money. I never sold something for that much. And then the next promotion, I sold a 12-week program for $2,000. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. And then my next transition was to selling what Alex... So inside the gym launch program, there was actually two programs. There was the gym launch program and there's a gym legacy program. And so the gym legacy program was basically all the gym owners who did gym launch. They ascended into his reoccurring model, his EFTs, as we call them. And so that's what I did. I sold the gym owners who were already inside gym launch into gym legacy. I made them what we called gym lords. And so when I first started, it was a 3-year commitment. And I think it was like $93,000, something like that, right? And then by the end of it, they raised the prices. And then I think it was over $100,000. But when you're able to sell a $100,000 product, and like I did it with true conviction, right? Because like, here's the benefit that we all had, is that I was already inside the program. Like, I already paid that to be inside the program. And so I was selling to somebody else who hadn't made that decision. So I could use myself as a reference. I could use myself as a testimonial. And I could just tell them like from firsthand, like, here's how much it helped my business. Here's how much it changed. But it was like me transferring my conviction over to them is what got them to, was got them to like actually sign up. And here's the funny part, guys. And here's something that I learned by selling something that I was also a customer of first, is that I was the easiest sell ever, right? I was so easy. I was like, of course. Like, it's funny because one of the, so I'm gonna fast forward just a little bit here. So after Tuesday, after Layla and Alex spoke at the Ryan Pineda event, after it was all over, we all walked back from the, I can't remember what the hotel was called now. I don't remember what it was called. Anyway, we walked back to their home. And on the way home, we were talking about the way that Alex ascended all of the Gym Launch people into legacy in the very, very beginning. And so he was explaining, he sent me a letter and he had put a $100 bill in there and he wrote me a letter saying he wanted me to go to dinner. And at the dinner, he actually gave me like a website. And on the website, he did like a custom video saying, you know, how much money we're gonna make together doing legacy. And he did all that stuff. And I was like, bro, like, you don't have to send me anything. Like, I was already like, I was good to go, right? Sign me up. I don't care. Whatever it is, I'm going to pay you the money. And that's the way that I got into legacy, right? And so when I went to sign people up, I was like, I assumed everyone had the same experience I did, right? And what I found out was that nobody had the same experience as I did. Now, a lot of people I talked to got amazing results. They crushed it. They made a lot of money. But did they all make an extra $45,000 above what they made the previous month without Alex? What do you guys think? Probably not, right? And to be honest with you, most people did not. Now, there was definitely people who made more than I did, but the far majority of people made less. Most people honestly made between probably an extra $15,000 to $25,000, right? Which is pretty insane. Which is one of the nuggets. Okay, so I'm gonna share this with you guys real quick. I'm kind of jumping around, but it's all important. So people look at Alex and they're like, "How did you do that? How did you like literally create a Gym Launch went from zero to like 30 million in 3 years, right? Something crazy, astronomical. And you can talk about all the tactics, talk about his funnel. People are always like, what's your funnel, bro? Like, how'd you do it? Tell me your sales script. Tell me all those things. The reality is the reason why it actually worked as well as it did is that he was actually able to help a gym owner create far more revenue than he asked for in return. And his program, by the end of it, was $16,000 for 16 weeks, right? It's $1,000 a week. So when he's making someone 20, 25,000, like that's on average, right? There's a clear value discrepancy between how much somebody pays versus how much they get back, right? So that's why his program truly blew up, is because he was actually able to help people. Like, he made people a lot of freaking money in a short amount of time. Like, that was all done in like, literally, like that was in the first 30 days, guys. Like, over like lifetime, was crazy, right? It was crazy how much money people actually made him, or how much money he actually made gyms. Now, like, I could talk about, there's like a lot of costs that go into running a gym, which if it was the way it is now, like it was all online, like, oh my gosh, there'd be so many fitness millionaires out there. But back in the day, it was literally just brick and mortar gyms, and there's a lot of other costs that go into running a gym. But that's why his program was so well. And to stack it on, he was a really good marketer and he was really good at sales. And so that's how his company really blew up. He also had an amazing product. So back to what I said earlier, like those are the three skill sets of like growing your business, is you got to have marketing, sales, and fulfillment. Like, I'm not discounting fulfillment whatsoever, but if you don't have a marketing sales system so people actually know that you exist, then who cares how good your product is? Now, once you get your marketing and sales system, so you actually attract people and you have a consistent stream of prospects coming in, you damn well, your product better be the best it possibly can, right? It better be as like amazing, because the more amazing it is, it makes it easier for your salespeople, right, to sell that product, right? It makes it easier for you to market because you have testimonials. So, so did sales for him, learned a ton about sales, right? And high ticket sales. And so that's kind of how my relationship with Alex started. And then that was like 2019. Oh, so do you guys think I was a decent salesperson or a good salesperson, or maybe a terrible salesperson? What do you guys think? I'm trying to get you guys interactive, just so you know, so we don't get bored here. And decent, right? Decent. I was actually, like, full transparency, I was just decent. I, like, as far as like tactics and like closes and rebuttals and things like that, like, I wasn't amazing, to be completely honest with you. But the thing that allowed me to be the best salesperson on the team, can you guys guess what allowed me to be the best person on the team? I think that when I stopped, there was 5 other salespeople on the team. I think 2 other people were selling legacy, and I think 3 or 4, maybe 6, maybe 3 or 4 other people were selling Gym Launch. Can any of you guys guess why I was actually the best? Exactly. Adam, you know, ironic, Adam's an old gym lord, but that's exactly right. Like, I was the most convicted, right? It didn't matter what you said to me. I was like, Jeremy, like, bro, you got to sign up for Gym Launch. Adam, you have to sign up, bro. Like, you told me all your pain. You told me all your problems you're having with your gym. Like, dude, what do you mean? It's a lot of money. Hell yeah, it's a lot of money. Adam, this thing's going to make you so much money. Right. I remember having a sales conversation with one of the gym owners. I didn't even tell her what the program was. I literally didn't. Like, I literally just listened to her and I was like, okay, like, let's get you signed up. I didn't even tell her what the program was. And she signed up for $100,000 program. And so obviously a lot of that has to do with selling to warm traffic, which is another part of marketing, is like the warmer you can get your people, the easier the sales process is for sure. And so again, I was selling warm traffic, people who had already had experience with Gym Launch, who already knew Alex was, who already knew, who were part of this community over here. I was trying to sell them into this community back here. So I think that's important too, to understanding marketing and frame, and understanding like where the prospect is in the line is like so valuable. And I made a podcast the other day where I talked about frame and I talked about marketing. And so if you guys haven't listened to that one's like really, really good. Frame is something that Adam and I were part of a different mentorship, Nick Elliott's program. And he's probably one of the best salespeople, especially in the fitness industry, but man, outside of the fitness industry, like his stuff, like changed the way I thought. I became a really good salesperson after that program. That was the one that made me a really good salesperson. And not just in fitness, like I'm a good salesperson to my wife. You should see me how I sell my kids on doing things. Like those are the things that actually matter. Outside of just selling prospects. So, I'm not sure where I was going with that, but anyway, sales, marketing, all the good stuff. Yeah. Selling your kids. It's literally like selling your wife and kids are the most important things you can ever do. But, I don't know where I was going. Anyway. So that was kind of my journey of, working with Alex. Oh, in the next 2 years. I made a good amount of money, right? I honestly don't remember how much it was, but what I do remember is that every single paycheck I got from Gym Launch, and it's funny because Jeremy's on here and I see Jen in the background too. So Jen worked after Gym Launch, me and her worked together. She was in the bookkeeping department. And so she was actually the one who like asked for how many sales I got. So she could probably tell you better than I could of like how many sales I was getting every single week or 2 weeks. I don't even remember what the, how often it was, but every single dollar that I made from Gym Launch, I did not touch it. $0 that I used that money. It all went into a different account, right? And so what do you guys think I did with that money? Where did it eventually go? I've used it now, but for the 2 years that I was working with Gym Launch, like, what do you guys think that money went into? Aha. Justin got it right. Right. That money went right into real estate, right? Which is why a lot of you guys are here, is because I'm in real estate. And so if you guys hear my story, like I didn't buy my first investment property until 2019. And we did it the old fashioned way, the old traditional way. We put 20% down and we did that probably 3 times. And these were big down payments. They were like $66,000 was the first one, $50,000 was the second one. And I think the third one was like $40,000. And so that's literally all that money went straight into there. I didn't even touch it. Went straight into investing. I still haven't touched it. Right? Because we just can continue to roll that money into more investments.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a review, and stay tuned for part 2, where I talk about what I learned from Alex and Layla. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and you want more, go to everythinggoesmyway.com/free gift. And there, I have the most incredible free gift waiting for you. Do you want to run your business based on logic rather than emotion, based off numbers rather than feelings? Do you want to have a consistent, reliable business that runs based on data? Then go to everythinggoesmyway.com/free gift.